This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. We are really witnessing something extraordinary with President-elect Trump. He is already doing more to hammer Big Pharma and hammer the vaccine industry than really any president in history, than any president that I can think of, and certainly way more than Hillary Clinton would have even imagined doing. You know, Hillary, come on. She was pro-Monsanto, she was pro-vaccine, she was pro-pharma. She took millions of dollars from all those different corporate industries. And she was just the establishment candidate. We all know that. She was called the Bride of Frankenfood. But Donald Trump, you know, he's been skeptical of vaccine safety for a long time. Now, for the record, he's not anti-vaccine. He's for safer vaccines, which means, by the way, just a number of things. One is let's remove mercury from the vaccines because mercury is still in the flu shots given to pregnant women. So it damages the developing brains of children. You know, the fetus, the unborn child, whatever you want to call him or her, it's damaged by mercury in the flu shots. And, you know, the vaccine pushers, who I call medical child molesters, they are, you know, they don't mind murdering or maiming children. And they lie and say that mercury's been removed from all the vaccines. Well, guess what? It hasn't. You can't argue with that unless you're just dishonest. Mercury is still in the flu shots given to children, and flu shots given to pregnant women. I mean, I've covered this. I covered the letter from the California, what was it, the Secretary of Health, or some, I don't remember her silly title, but we got a hold of her letter that she issued that said, oh, we ran out of the mercury-free vaccines for the children, so everybody across California can now give the mercury vaccines to children. That's what she said. We have that posted on naturalnews.com. So let there be no question that mercury is still in the vaccines. And so Donald Trump, you know, he wants to make vaccines safer. That's all. It's the most sane, most rational idea of all. Let's stop damaging children when it's so easy to just take the mercury out. You don't need the mercury, the thimerosal, as it's called, a preservative. You don't need it. You can go to single-dose vials. You can still do vaccines, and you don't even have to debate whether vaccines themselves are useful or not. I mean, that's a totally separate debate, but Donald Trump isn't even going there. He's just saying, hey, let's get the mercury out of the vaccines. And so he's appointed Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to head a new commission. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he's the author of a book called Thimerosal, Let the Science Speak. The evidence supporting the immediate removal of mercury, a known neurotoxin, from vaccines. And I've published very powerful excerpts from that book on naturalnews.com. In fact, in that article that I published, I included excerpts from, let me just get the list here, from Congressman Bill Posey, who wrote the foreword of the book, from Dr. Mark Hyman, an MD, and from Dr. Martha R. Herbert, a PhD and an MD, about the toxicity of thimerosal. That's all there. And also, of course, excerpts from RFK Jr. himself. You got to read that. Check that out at naturalnews.com. And I'll go into that more in another podcast. But the point here is that Trump is going after vaccines and Big Pharma at the same time. Now, on that Big Pharma angle, I've also posted an article called Trump Announces Plan to Drain the Pharma Swamp. Well, actually, the title of that article is a little different. Draining the Pharma Swamp. Donald Trump Announces Plan to Hammer Big Pharma's Monopoly Profits. Basically, in that, Donald Trump is going to require the U.S. government to, he's going to require drug companies to have competitive bidding on federal contracts for drug purchases. And right now, the federal government spends over $320 billion a year. That's almost a third of $1 trillion a year on overpriced, monopoly-priced pharmaceuticals. And Donald Trump knows that that can be drastically reduced, probably by 90%, frankly. I mean, imagine if we reduce that to $30 billion a year instead of $300 billion a year. That's, you know, that's a lot of money we could put on roads and schools or whatever, you know, or building more nuclear submarines, which is what keeps America safe, actually, come to think of it. Or build a wall with it, you know? The entire wall is going to be less than $30 billion. You know, we spend 10 times that on pharmaceuticals. You know, come to think of it, that would be an interesting article. I should assign that. In any case, Donald Trump is kicking butt. And I want you to know that I am not a Donald Trump worshiper. I don't worship any person. I don't believe in gurus, and I don't believe in deifying people, turning them into gods and goddesses. That's nonsense. I hold everybody accountable for their actions every time they take an action. And so Donald Trump is good in my book as long as he's doing good. Like anyone else, if he betrays the American people, he's going to get hammered. We'll go after him. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think he's going to make decisions in the interests of America. And he's doing that so far, very powerfully. And he's not even president yet. So he's on the right track, and that's why we support him. But I just want you to know, I don't have any loyalty to a political party, and I don't have any worship of any individual. And I despise the idea of worshiping gurus or worshiping people. I think that you should always think for yourself. You shouldn't just automatically believe anything that anybody says. I despise cults in particular. I hate cults, and I hate cultists and cult followers, and especially the cult leaders, because they're just bamboozling everybody. That was a nice term. I was going to use a different word that started with B, but I changed it to bamboozling to keep this sort of a G-rated podcast. In any case, I hate them. They're just conning everybody. And, you know, Hillary Clinton was held up like a deity, like a goddess, and it's just, come on, people. Grow up, be adults, think for yourselves. That's what I try to teach. Think for yourself. Don't believe everything that Donald Trump says. Don't believe everything that I say. Don't believe everything that some, quote, authority says. Don't believe your doctor, for God's sake. Your doctor's lying to you all the time unless he or she has been, you know, educated in complementary medicine, alternative medicine, nutritional medicine, and so on. And many of them are, and they deserve kudos. But the run-of-the-mill pharma doctors, they're lying to you constantly. Don't believe them just because they put on a costume of a white coat and a stethoscope. Oh, they wear the costume of a doctor. Doesn't mean they know anything about nutrition or disease prevention. You probably know more than they do if you've been reading Natural News for very long. You're way more informed than a typical doctor coming out of med school, which is really just a pharmaceutical propaganda indoctrination center for pharma obedience training. That's really... You know, doctors are like dogs with dog treats. They're just pharmaceutical obedience training. That's it. It's shameful that they come out of medical school knowing nothing about health and healing and nutrition and medicinal herbs and disease prevention and mind-body medicine and all these other things. Nevertheless, I don't want to get too far off track. The point here is that Donald Trump is currently kicking ass, as far as we can tell so far. Now, we're going to hold his feet to the fire. I'm fond of saying. We're going to continue to support his efforts, but also simultaneously demand that he continue to work in the interests of the American people. And he's doing that so far. And that's why he has my support and the support of most of the independent media at the moment. So let's hope that he stays on track and keeps doing this kind of good work. Hammer the monopolies of Big Pharma. Hammer the dangerous vaccine ingredients and make vaccines safer. And we can have another debate down the road about whether we should, you know, delay vaccines, give them to children when they're older, or spread them out, or give fewer vaccines, or even give certain vaccines at all. We can have those debates later, but let's at least get mercury out of the vaccines, because that's damaging the brains of children right now. By the millions, by the way. Millions of children are damaged by vaccines right now because of mercury. So let's stop that. I mean, gosh, this isn't complicated. And let's stop the medical child molesters who are pushing mercury in vaccines because they love to harm little children. They're just sickos, man. Sickos in the vaccine industry. And psychos, too, come to think of it. Sickos and psychos. That's who's pushing vaccines with mercury today. And it's time to put them in their place, and it's time to clean up vaccines. And Donald Trump is the guy, it looks like, who's going to make that happen. So stay informed at trump.news. And also, we have a website called vaccines.news. Kind of interesting that we got both of those domain names. If you want an overall view of more medicine, just go to medicine.news. And we're also launching a site soon called thimerosal.news. Yeah, come to think of it. So That's not up yet, but it will be soon, maybe in a couple of weeks. We're going to be focusing on thimerosal there. So just check out those websites for special focus, or if you want an overall news about natural health, of course, that's naturalnews.com. Or if you want to cover more politics and liberty and survival and preparedness, that's newstarget.com. Thanks for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report. If you'd like to help support this video and other videos like this, visit healthrangerstore.com, where everything we sell is laboratory tested for heavy metals and more. You'll find superfoods, storable survival foods, nutritional supplements, and a full line of synthetic chemical-free body soaps, shampoos, and oral care products. Everything we sell is non-GMO, and it's all completely free of chemical sweeteners, artificial colors, hydrogenated oils, and other toxic ingredients that you want to avoid. Find all this and much more at healthrangerstore.com.